So, Jamie, what is in store for us this year at the Documentary Film Festival?
Well, as in the 13 years prior, the 9 best documentaries in the world. I've called Toronto, Montreal, the Tribeca Documentary Film Festival, the AFI's Documentary Film Festival in Washington, D.C. There's a big one in Durham, North Carolina, L.A., San Francisco, and Seattle. And I asked the program director at each of those festivals, what was the audience favorite? What did the jury give the first award to, et cetera? If I'm going to play the 9 best documentaries, what do I have to have on my list?
How is this festival different than the other years? What's new?
It has a contemporary focus because you can't deny that there's a war going on in Syria and that it needs to be spoken to. And that, actually, this year there were 3 really good documentaries about Syria, and we chose one called City of Ghosts. It's about some young men, 20s to 30, who've fled Syria and are now in Germany, but they get feeds from their friends who are still there that say, you know, here's what it's like under ISIS. And here's film of, photograph of, and here's what's going on. And those are the guys who are in charge of getting the word out to the world about how terrible ISIS is and the treatment of their families and friends and what have you. There's a couple others that are sort of that are current. We're starting out on the gala night with Al Gore's, you know, 10 years later, the vice president, now Nobel Peace Laureate, comes back and says, you know, I was right before. He's a little nicer about it this time. You got to like him a little bit more. But he says, you know, we need to speak truth to power. And we need to say this inconvenient truth is, in fact, at hand.
What films do you think an average resident of Homer would find most relevant?
Well, one of the movies that we're showing is called Step. Step, and you. So is this relevant to Homer? This Step is about a charter school for young black women in Baltimore. And you kind of think, what the heck does that have to do with? At this school, they have the ambition is that all of those young black women will graduate from college. So we're going to get them out of high school and send them on their way, but well prepared. And one of the things that they have done is they have a step or kind of stomp dance troupe that competes. And this movie is about the competition for the Eastern Regional Championship, which is kind of a big deal. And this is the first year they're graduating from 6th grade all the way up till they get out of school. And it's about taking the model of extracurricular activities like step dancing and that too, and translating that into academic excellence. So can you take the model of working really hard and teamwork and ambition and trying to make this the best you can possibly and shift that over to academics? And it's true for every kid and for every school. And it's certainly true for a great high school like Homer High School to go take the athletics and the music program that they have there and take those things and translate them into academics and sending kids on.
Talk to me more about the gala. What can people expect that night?
Well, so the gala is always a lot of fun. We had a red carpet. People get dressed up. We got a couple of real cowboys cooking hot dogs and reindeer sausage, and my wife's cooking up some chili. And so it's great food. It's a great atmosphere. It's the opening of the festival. We're gonna talk about the festival as a whole. We're gonna show the trailers for 8 of the movies, and then we're gonna show the inconvenient sequel. That night.